All right, Yasmin, we're here to talk about The Great Give, which is coming up. There's always a, this is a huge, your biggest fundraising event of the year, right?
Right, I mean, it is. And honestly, it's not coming up. We are right in
right,
the
thick of it. Right,
you were
smack dab in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, what I meant was the end of it is coming up.
Right.
Monday. Which is always kind of the big deal because that's the final push.
It's the big push.
Yeah.
It's the big rush to the end.
So tell me about that and how everything's going so far.
Yeah, so first of all, let's just get it out there that Monday, 5 o'clock, is the end.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So anyone that wants to support this effort, support their 19 nonprofit organizations that are participating this year. They are, you know, we can do the quick rundown, but I mean, there are things from Angels in the Attic to Camp Horizon to the libraries, both hospital foundations. I mean, the food pantry in Winfield. There's 19 of them, and they are all working so hard because this is an opportunity for them to not only have funds that come in that help their mission right now and the work that they're doing right now,
right,
but also helps to build their endowment.
I wanted to talk about that too because, you know, we hear that all the time about endowments and things like that, and you know how these, you know, various organizations have impressive endowments and things like that, but for a lot of us that kind of flies over our head. Talk to me about the difference between real-time funds that I'm using right now and endowment funding.
So the real difference is the now and the future. So
sure.
The
okay.
real-time funds right now in there helping with day-to-day things that are going on or improvements that need
right.
to happen. The endowment piece is where there's an amount that's called the principal that we don't touch. We just let it keep being invested and growing and growing and growing. And as it grows every year, then 5% of that becomes available for them to use on an ongoing basis. And it is perpetual. So it is a forever fund. And that's why when you look at some of the like the big universities that we hear about endowments, they have had donors that have given to them over the decades or the century, depending on how old they are, that money keeps growing and building and feeds into itself. It's kind of like yeast. You know when bread rises?
Sure, yeah.
You know, and then you take a little bit of your sourdough starter off.
Right, I got you.
And then it keeps growing. That's kind of what it's like for an endowment. So
look at you. There's a good little linkage going on right there.
When we talk about food and we talk about endowment,
food.
It's all good.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically, and the endowment funding more of a long-term thing. This is looking down the road. This is how you, and really stabilizes a lot of these organizations. Right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, a number of years ago now, the United Way of Cowley County folded into the larger United Way, and several of our local nonprofits lost their funding.
Okay.
The fact that they had an endowment fund that had that 5% that had grown up.
Safety net.
Saved their day, you know, and not just their day, their whole year. That
sure.
And there were like three of them that have, it's been cascading in that way. And so, you know, it is something that there is a benefit once it's established.
There's a real reason this happens, and
right. So if you care about the future of the projects that are going on and the nonprofits that are going on, I try to work with them so that they understand, yes, I know you need funds right now and that there's urgent needs, but also let's put a little bit back for the rainy day. It's also a little bit like your retirement fund, you know? You're not going to jump into that right now.
Or you don't want to anyway, for sure, yeah.
Right, but that it's there for that future time. And so different organizations use the endowment in different ways, but it's certainly exactly that safety net.
I think it's a good thing to talk to also, Yasmin, or talk about, because I have heard in the past where people are kind of critical of some of these organizations, mm-hmm. and they'll say, they have this giant amount of money that they could be spending on this and this and this, and they just keep it to themselves, but it's serving a function.
It continues because the amount that we have invested continues to grow, then we're able to use that money and give it out in those grants. And when you talk about, you know, it's one thing, you could use it right now, but then it's going to be gone. So you,
right, sure,
you have
yeah.
to, and then it's gone.
It's a one-time expenditure, and that's it.
Right.
This is something that will kind of keep churning for generations.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked a little bit in the past about the transfer of wealth that's going on
right.
In our state, in our Midwest, in
yes.
our country. And so people, when they pass on, if their estate goes to their child that now lives on the East Coast or the West Coast, all of that funding
that's
is going to go
that's money that's moving out of the area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're talking millions to billions of dollars.
Yeah, millions and millions of dollars. Big chunks
right.
of money, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, just trying to save a little bit of that here in our community and have it reinvested. And so that's the endowment piece, too. So.
We're talking with Yasmin Wood, Legacy Regional Community Foundation. Their great give is going on right now. And so how do I do it if I want to give to you? And I can designate to who this is going to, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me all about that.
All right. So we're trying to raise $200,000.
Okay.
We are at $122,000.
So gotcha.
We got a ways to go.
Right.
It ends on Monday, remember. So we are looking for like $70,000, but every dollar helps. And yes, you can do that. We have a sheet at the office or available online that you can write, I want to give $100 to this, and I want to give $1,000 to this, and I want to give, and you can write just one check. And you can do it online at legacyregionalfoundation.org if you want to do it online. You can come to the office, and we can help you out with that there. Or you can go to any one of these 19 organizations and say, hey, I want to give, and give them the check. And as long as it's at Legacy by 5 o'clock on Monday, it'll all count. We're trying to raise the $200,000 because the Patterson Family Foundation has pledged, or they're going to match us up to $100,000. And it's not
nice.
A one-to-one like it's been in the past. They shifted how they're doing it. So it's a 1-to-2, and that's why the 200 is that mark that we're working toward.
Okay, all right. So if you get there, then you get the full 100.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So important thing to reach then.
Absolutely.
Quickly, we have a few minutes left. Run down some of those folks that we can,
okay.
those organizations that you support there.
I'm going to speed read it. It's Angels in the Attic, Ark City Public Library, Bartlett Arboretum, Camp Horizon, Cowley County Historical Museum, Eagle Nest, Friends of Cowley County Extension, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Kiwanis of Winfield, SCK Health Foundation, South Kansas Symphony, Sunflower Outreach, which is Joseph Storehouse, Vision Caldwell, William Newton Healthcare Foundation, Winfield Arts and Humanities, Winfield Community Theater, Winfield Food Pantry, Winfield Habitat for Humanity, Winfield Public Library, and if you don't know which one of those you want to give to, you can give to the Unrestricted Fund, and it's going to go into a pool that will be able to give grants.
Distributed that way.
Yeah, yeah, in the future. So it's all good. All of
but
these
that list you're talking about right there, I mean, those are organizations that for a long time have been doing a lot of good work
yeah,
in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of them are that human services safety net piece, or their public services, especially like the libraries
sure.
that, you know, all of us leverage and use. And it's been really tremendous to be able to see those arts organizations stepped in, too.
Well, when you talk about the arts organizations, too, everybody knows when it comes to getting those funded and drumming up interest and money for that, that can be a struggle for them sometimes. And so to help them, too, is a cool thing.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of shifting in funding in recent years. And so some of the things that have been underwritten, like the fine arts or like the SNAP programs, things like that, there's been shifts. And so there's a different kind of a need in our community right now. And these organizations are the ones that are stepping up and helping with that.
Yeah, very good. So one more time, how do I get to you? Website, all of that. Tell
website, legacyregionalfoundation.org. Any questions, 620-221-7224, or visit one of these organizations, and we're all are ready to help you to give a gift.
This is the final push.
This
we're
is.
Right there. I
yeah.
mean, it's, now is the time if you want to make your decision. Got
Absolutely.
A few days to do it.
Absolutely. Monday. Monday is the day, 5 o'clock. So, you know, there's just a couple more working days here.
And I can say to you specifically, Yasmin, I want to give X amount of dollars, and I want it to go specifically to one of these organizations
right.
or a couple of them or
yeah.
spread it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And your gift is going to be passed through to the organization to use right now. That matching money that we're able to gain from the Patterson Family Foundation, that's the money that's going to go into their endowment fund.
Got a double play working
absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely.
We had
yeah.
a bread reference. We have a baseball reference. conference? All of it.
You know, we're just so multidimensional here.
What's left, really, that I think is more of a challenge, Yasmin Wood, is to teach me a dance step. We'll figure that out.
We're going to make that happen.
Okay.
Tap,
don't
right?
be so sure of that.
Yeah, I'm on it.
I mean, I could hurt myself, and you would feel bad if I broke an ankle or something.
I would, but I work with people of